The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There's Aretha for you right now. Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, 6:06 with Joe on the radio. Yeah, let that go, Matt, if you would. Thank you so much. Great choice of music this morning. And Aretha passed away, 76 years old, right as we went off the air. Second we went off the air, we always see what happened, and hopefully we didn't miss anything, you know. We did like a post-show roundup for a second, boom, and then we saw Aretha passed away, and it was just so unsettling. She was great. I remember she was on Saturday Night Live, and remember I told you how James Brown rocked Studio 8H at NBC. Remember I told you that? You know who was right there with James was Aretha. Aretha rocked that room. And I remember the music guest was in the left-hand corner of the inside the Saturday Night Live studios, where sketches, I told you, never worked. They used to call it the Curse of Toscanini, because that was the elevator he took up back in the day when they used to do the radio shows there. And they thought it was his ghost, but boy, it didn't hurt James. It certainly didn't hurt Aretha. So rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. Really, truly the queen of soul. So we'll be playing that all morning long, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Also, and we'll get into the Brennan of it all, and we'll get into the Andrew Cuomo of it all. I don't want that to kind of go away, because that may just go away. He goes, America was never great. Oh, my goodness gracious. Everybody was talking about that yesterday. And when the governor of New York and the guy that I stick up for on this program, despite the glares from Frankie Five Boroughs, you know, trying. Oh, the Italians, we need all the help we could get. Is Italian as governor? Okay, I understand the criticism, but he's got a vowel at the end of his name. I better try to be nice, right? Boom. You can't rip this country down. We're not going to allow it on this program. And it's not like, you know, it's just something, a flag waving, God bless America. We worked hard, man. We work hard. To build this country what it is, and they're going to tear it down. Tell us how. Oh, no more lecturing, please. No more lecturing. You know, no more professorial, speeches. Let's just appreciate the hard work of good, God-fearing Americans, man. That's where my heart is at. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. I have to tell you this, too. So then, this is what happens last night to old Joe, your old pal. Because it's only me. Is I stay in the city. I was supposed to go see this gentleman. I think Frankie's going tonight to a guy named Ed Giro, great actor. He does this spectacular. You heard Arthur Adela talk about it. This wonderful and brilliant and riveting portrayal of Supreme Court Justice, the late great Antonin Scalia. Ed Giro is Scalia in this play, and this will probably come to Broadway. So I said, "Well, I told my buddy Joey I'll go last night." Then I get a call that I think we had committed to a nonprofit thing. Sometimes you auction these things off, and of course I forget about them, and you auction things off, and one of the things we auctioned off at the Siller Foundation was a yacht boat ride around the East River past the Statue of Liberty, and it was with the great Rudolph Giuliani. So I get Bo calls, Rudy's guy, I hope they don't mind me giving you the inside, but Joe, you're going on a boat ride, right? I said, what happened to boat ride? What boat ride? You know? No one tells me till last minute. This is the day before yesterday. I go, well, no, I'm going to see Ed Giro do Scalia at the 59 East 59th Street Theater. Hey, no. Rudy's going to be, you got to be there. Oh, I go, okay. So I call my pals. I change around. I call Ed. I break a leg, Ed. We're going to Broadway, man. I'm going to come see you. And I go and I hop in the car late. I get in the cab and I go down to what I think is the Chelsea Piers to get on the boat. It wasn't at the Chelsea Piers. It was at the east side. It was on the east side. What do I know? I'm from Jersey. There's not an exit. I don't know where I'm going. Get me the cab. Take me where I'm going. Or better yet, send a car and pick me up because I don't know where I'm going. You know, I'm telling you, they were leaving at like 6-ish. And if you know Bo, this is Rudy's guy. He held the boat for like 20 minutes. That's the bet they held him. I was so embarrassed. I was on the last guy walking down the dock. Oh, God, look at Piscopo coming in late like that. They held the boat. So we get out of the boat. You know what? We had a great time. And someone auctioned off this boat trip and with the mayor. And the mayor was eloquent and wonderful and did a speech. And to see Rudolph Giuliani and Bernie Kerik was there as well. And to see these two warriors of 9/11. And every time I see Rudy, every time I see Commissioner Kerik, I think of Ground Zero. That is just seared into my mind. You cannot forget that, how they were there. They ran into Ground Zero. That was as horrific an attack on the United States of America, and I ain't letting that go either. We are not going to forget that because they will forget that. And like Rudy said last night in a very eloquent speech, by the way, with the Statue of Liberty watching over us, it was so moving. So incredibly moving. And Rudy said, don't forget. He goes, Pearl Harbor is over. Don't forget. Some of these wars are over. This war is still on. Do not forget that. And the patriotism and the feeling, the greatness, and it all emanated from the great city of New York. What a great evening. Then I talked to, and I hope I'm not breaking confidences, but I tell you because I love you and you're early enough to listen to old Joe on the radio. Rudy's, one of Rudy's right hands, Elliot, he tells me the story. And Rudy goes, Elliot, tell Joe your story. So Elliot tells me a story. He was born during the Holocaust. Born during the Holocaust. At that time, and they got out of Germany. They ran out. You know, I guess this was right after the Second World War. And the kid was born in fear. He was born in, you know, you're going to be. They want to kill us. This is how the kid was born. Elliot was born into this. He gets on a boat. They come through New York Harbor. He's 5 years old. There's a mist, and there's a fog. And he looks up, and he sees Lady Liberty's arm raised in the air, and he sees the Statue of Liberty. And he said that was the first time he ever felt safe coming to America. That's the spirit I'm talking about this country. What a riveting, moving story. And as we were going by the Statue of Liberty, and then you got politicians saying, oh, the country's not great. Oh, no, it was never great. Wrong. How wrong could you possibly be? Because Elliot's story is a story of my Uncle Amo born on the boat coming to America. My grandfather Rosario, tear in his eye as he looked at the Statue of Liberty. We will embrace this country, and we will always be proud. And I know you will, too. 12 after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Dr. Keith Ablow is on the show. We love Dr. Keith, one of America's leading psychiatrists, best-selling author, co-host of Stand Up, Lie Down podcast, which I did. I got psychoanalyzed on that show. It really did me good, too. Keith said, I'm still trying to please my father. I think he's right. I feel the legacy. Don't you feel that way, though? Your parents, your grandparents come from another country, and you feel, and I made so many silly, dumb, nothing illegal or, you know, I guess really inappropriate, but just dumb mistakes, you know, career-wise in my personal life. I'm looking for repentance now, man. I think about now more than ever, the older I get, I think of all that my grandparents did and my parents did to come to this country and to work so hard, you know, in the name of the United States of America. And so, I guess maybe if I'm trying to still please my father, so be it, Dr. Keith. And he'll join us in about a half an hour. Congressman Leonard Lance, who's doing a great job as congressman in New Jersey's 7th District. That is my district, and I can speak from experience. This is a true public servant. He's kind enough to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Gary Goldberg is going to give you some financial advice. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you want to see. And then we're going to check with Fred Dicker. Now, Fred Dicker, according to Frankie Five Burrows, is the dean of the Albany Press Corps. And Fred will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to see what's happening with the controversy over Andrew Cuomo's comments. Then, now I'm staying with my buddy, and my buddy, I told you, has the cat. And I got into the apartment the night before last, and I went in late, and I'm always running late, and I got in, and I heard the cat. I told you, it wasn't just a nice, friendly meow. It was, it was scary. I closed the door thinking, I don't want to get attacked. I'm not a cat guy. If it was a Rottweiler, if it was a pit bull, I would have felt comfortable because I am a dog guy. And I look at a dog's eye, dogs look at me, and we just, for some reason, connect. The cat, I'm not sure about. It's very scared about that cat. See, so what happens last night? I go in. What do I do yesterday? I'll tell you what I do. The cat's like, it's a blind cat. It was please, you can't make it up, blind cat. So the cat was on like one of the beds, and I felt so bad. I thought, I didn't know what it was. I walk over to it, I put my hand up so it didn't, you know, just would familiarize itself with me. And I thought I was gonna be attacked right there. I thought like, I thought it was gonna be like a horror film. The cat purrs against Joey's hand, goes and stop. And I just picked up the cat, put the cat on the floor. So here you go. I'm the best friends of the cat. I'm walking around holding the cat now. Okay. And now I'm a cat guy all of a sudden. Come on. But I held the cat. I think they like the cat. Poor thing was blind, so I held the cat close to my chest, walked around, let him hear my voice, and then I'm petting the cat. So now, but I'm not gonna get a cat. Otis is all I can handle at this point. So the cat story, Frankie Five Bros, is okay. And do you hold the cats that
rarely.
Rarely. Do they want to? This cat, the poor thing, and I'm not making fun of it, it's blind.
No, it can't see.
And you know what? It walks into walls. And I don't mean to be.
That's sad.
It is. But you know how it tells? Its whiskers hit the wall first, and then it navigates. So I said to my buddy, I said, is it really all blind, like fully 100% blind? Yes. Uh-huh. Sometimes they went to a vet. The vet gave the cat like the wrong medicine. The medicine went blind. They were going to euthanize the cat. They saved the cat. God bless them.
Wow.
Now I have the cat in my arms. Wow, so great. I almost brought the cat in today just to make you feel comfortable.
Thank you. Yes. That's exactly what I'm looking to, escape the three cats that I now live with and come to work and be with more cats.
Oh, man. So it was good. So anyway, it's Friday, and we welcome you to the soiree, as it were, on this Friday. Matt is in for Al. Al's having a great time, we hope, just relaxing out and about. And so I went on that cruise. Now, we go on the station cruise, I think, on September, whenever that is. We go, we take with the sponsors of the program and of the station. We go around Manhattan. That's a great trip. This was a yacht. This was sitting with Rudolph Giuliani and Bernie Kerik, the two warriors from 9/11, with the Statue of Liberty right there, with Ellis Island, where my family came in. And it, I tell you, it was very, very moving. But only me to hold the boat up. Only me. Only me. But I didn't mean to. I thought it was on the west side, because no one tells me till last minute. No, we're on the east side.
I tell you the location. I mean, I blame the mayor's folks.
Well, I wish the mayor was running the city again, because this city is an absolute disarray. I know that the NYPD is doing a stellar job, as good as ever, starting with Bill Bratton. They're running right through, and Ray Kelly and Commissioner Kerik, and man, now Commissioner O'Neill. They're doing a great job. Safest big city in America. You know that, right?
That's for
sure, if not the world. But the traffic under this mayor, and I know we all keep bashing de Blasio, you can't move, Frankie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons the mayor was pushing this Uber cap. I mean, because there's no doubt in my mind that I took an Uber on the way here, so I'm reluctant to bash Uber, but there's no doubt in my mind
Is Uber advertising on our show?
They're not.
Bash away. Bash
no,
away.
There's no doubt in my mind that the prevalence of ride-hail vehicles has led to increased traffic
conditions. It has, but also, if you do construction, and I know our construction, Border Fox is out there on a machine right now listening to us, and we love you, man, and a great American. But when you put construction, do you build two buildings on the same street, so you have to have, they cut off three lanes on one side, three lanes on the other? You know, it's like in New Jersey now. Oh, that's, I want to talk about, they're closing 495 now.
Yeah,
495 happens today. This is where your 23 cents are going, lecturing us again like we're children. This is where your 23 cents is going. Take mass transit. There is no mass transit.
You're 1,000% right about that. And can we also discuss the fact that every single block in Manhattan has scaffolding on the building?
Yeah, including this building.
I've been
there for 2 years.
If I were a councilman in Manhattan,
thank you.
That would be my number one
cause. That's a good point.
I mean, why does every single building have scaffolding? I mean, it's nice, as we've been living in this Noah's Ark-like situation where it's raining for 30 days straight.
It's true.
In that you get a little bit of a respite from the rain, but it's crazy.
I know.
It's unsightly. It's long after the construction
I think it's all money. I think it's all money.
You know, there has to be some reason.
There's a scaffolding scam somewhere, man. I'm telling you something. Hey, but good morning, good morning. It is 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Frankie, good to see you. We're here. Great to be with you. We miss Al. Al will be back on Monday. You're off next week.
It's nice getting him getting a little bit of a break. Just on Monday.
Break from Monday. Al, you mean? Is that what you meant? Oh, yes. You meant that? I thought you were kidding. You meant that? A nice break from Al a little bit?
Absolutely.
Not getting yelled at, you mean? Why would a break from like the music list that is before me to make sure that the bumper music, quote unquote, is okay?
You never know what you're going to get with Al, right? That's the thing.
That all ends Monday.
Matt Cimbal and Al. Look at this. I Episcopo in the morning, music bumps, and from 6, 7, 8, 9. Look at this. Look at it. You think Al ever.
Matt's never going to make it on this show.
No, I know.
Clearly.
And then I go on my line to read the commercials, and I read the line, it actually has you know what it has? It actually identifies the commercials.
Right. Finding the commercials, not being interrupted, knowing what bumper music's being played, not being reprimanded for not knowing the artist of the bumper music.
Getting quiz. You know who this is?
Come on. Come on.
You know this, Al. We love you, Al.
I don't care who it is, Al. Come on.
I don't care.
You met this guy in 1989. We were just talking about this guy 6 months ago.
And we could care less.
It's nice to get a break.
Anytime there's some big news story breaking, we're trying to play Name That Tune.
Exactly.
On the Episcopo Mojo. We love you, Al. We miss
there's
you.
There's a terrorist attack in London.
Well, Frank, not so much. Misses you, but that's okay. 20 minutes after 6, Debbie's out there on the roads. Debbie, good morning. How you doing this morning, my dear? We got her.
No, she's on tape, unfortunately.
No, that's okay. Is she on video? Is she okay? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's overworked.
So she did a pre-tape for traffic?
Just for this one.
I know, but just so everyone knows, it's up to the minute. She probably pre-taped it literally 60 seconds ago.
Yeah, 3 minutes ago.
All right, great. So we'll go to Debbie right now. We miss her. I like talking with Debbie. I listen to the cat thing. I have to set my – will you get the audio? Matt, can you get the audio from my buddy?
Yeah,
I don't want to mention – I protect his privacy. He was – falling over hysterical is about the cat. I played it for him last night. But he wants the audio. Maybe right in the beginning of that. And Debbie's here now. See,
hi.
She comes back. You
I'm
come.
Back.
You recorded something because you had to do some other work because you're in such high demand. Yet you came back to talk to Joe. I played the recording of you and I talking about the cat yesterday.
Oh, that was so funny.
You were so cute, and I tell you, I don't want to break confidences, but it's a very close friend that everyone would know. He was hysterical.
It was so fun. I just can imagine your face. That's what I kept thinking of when you hear meow. You know, like the way you did that.
That's scary. No, it was the throat guttural.
Yeah, it was the guttural.
Like they were. It was like backing up for to attack me.
Poor cat was in agony.
He couldn't see. So you know what? I'm best friends with the cat now. Walked around holding it all last night. I swear to God, I got back with the boat.
You're funny, right?
Oh, Deb, only me. I keep a boat. I keep the yacht holding. There's like 100 people on the yacht. I'm holding it up because of traffic. I go home and I'm petting a cat.
That is so funny.
Only me, Deb. Only
that
me,
was
kid.
Great. Oh, that was great.
It's Friday. Debbie Duhamel's looking out for you on the road. Yeah, here we go. 6:22 on AM 970. The answer. Hiya, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Well, keep in mind that big Restore 495 project by the Lincoln Tunnel. That begins tonight at 9 p.m. One lane is going to be closed in both directions, Joe, out by the Lincoln Tunnel for the next 2.5 years. So steer clear of the Lincoln Tunnel. Once that project begins, you can hop down to the Holland or up to the GWB. Let's see what's happening right now. If you're heading over to the westbound belt, that's slowing down out by the Van Wyck. It's an accident on the shoulder here out by Kennedy Airport. And traffic is slowing down southbound Van Wyck at the Jackie Robinson with a collision. 95 northbound at the Hutch. It's an accident in the process of being cleared, so do watch out for some slowdowns there as well. The inbound GWB at this point moving okay. Lincoln only 5. Holland about 25 minutes in right now as you head from that 1 and 9 approach. And the southbound thruway still okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast. You may see a thunderstorm later today. High of 89 for today. Tomorrow, clouds with a high of 86. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, You won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey. Or at Route22Toyota.com. All your European makes excluded.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Boys, there it is. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, it's Friday. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us at 6:26. We're up. We're locked and we're loaded this morning. And we want you to go with us. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? It is nice. Everything's good. Tutto in ordine, as we say in the old country. Frankie, you going to see the Scalia show with Ed Giroux tonight?
That's the plan. I am supposed to. So I have to. I have to tape something after the program this morning. Then,
what are you doing? TV?
A radio interview for a guest that's not available Sunday morning at 4 a.m. Shockingly, and then I'm supposed to go back to Staten Island, have lunch with my Aunt Camille, come back into Manhattan with Arthur Idala's parents to go see the Originalist, and then we're trying to get reservations at David Burke's place, Tavern 62, tonight. After.
I know some people. Are you out of? Should we make a call?
Yeah, well, I actually just played the Shelley card. She's very juiced into the Tavern 62 community,
I'm hoping she can help us get
a reservation there.
I'm sure you can. And I talked to Ed Giroux yesterday. This is a great play, if you're listening. It's
sold out. Don't even bother trying to.
You know what? It's true, and it's only running through Sunday, right?
Yes.
So I'm under the edict. We could speak confidentially here, 6:27. I'm getting my 7-year-old, getting Charlie. Right after the show, I got to go down. But I get mandated. No one says to me, I don't hear, oh, can I help? Can I take the baby to you? I'm like a slave, you know, while I'm paying everybody's bills. But you know what? The joy of it is you put it all aside. You enjoy the child. And that's what I'm going to do. And then go see my mother down the shore. So I'm going to try to get back for the Sunday performance, but I may miss that. But that's going to Broadway, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm told it's terrific.
Yeah.
But certainly, I don't know. Broadway doesn't strike me as very much a Scalia-type crowd.
Wouldn't that be great, though? Come on.
Yeah. Well, you never would have thought Hamilton would have been the subject of Broadway adulation.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, listen, have fun and give my love. And you're going with how long do you sit with Aunt Camille? How long do you sit with Aunt Camille? Is there a clock on the lunch?
That's a great question. It depends if she's listening or not.
I mean, because you got to go. I can never leave. The last dinner I had, 3 hours. 3 hours?
Well, so
3 hours.
I love my Aunt Camille. But so every time I see her, a big portion, and every time I call her, a big portion of our conversation is about how I don't call her or go see her enough. So it leads me to call her less because I don't want to get yelled at for not calling.
Trust me.
But so we'll probably go for lunch, and then if Jeffrey Lyons says anything good is playing in theaters, maybe we'll go to a movie, which will be a nice break because then she won't yell at me for being a Trump supporter. She really dislikes President Trump. So I now then have to, whenever I see her, I bear the brunt of everything Donald Trump has ever done.
Mm.
You know, every negative thing that he's done his whole life, I now have to answer for. Yeah. So
I heard your security clearance got revoked from the station
here. That's right. Hope the president appreciates.
President Trump could revoke the security clearances. This is from Fox News of more former Obama-era administration officials. I love this. Why do I love this? I just think it's due. You know, they're so anti-American. And John Brennan, I got the inside line on this guy. This guy is scary, and he's wrong. And he's, I think, anti-American. He votes for a communist. I don't know. They ask him. I thought he was Catholic. He's not Catholic. I don't think he's Catholic. He said he was in... I heard some very curious things that I hesitate to broadcast on the radio about Brennan, about experiencing some things in the Middle East that would lead me to believe that maybe he was not, and I'm being very, very careful in how I couch this, not as patriotic as perhaps he should be or dedicated to this country. His dedications are perhaps somewhere elsewhere. Scary dude. So I had a good detailed discussion about Brennan yesterday, and I think I'm right. He's hiding something, and the president is a step ahead of this guy and was at all the right in the world to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan.
Well, and you know, I don't know if you had a chance to look at his op-ed back in in the New York Times yesterday, but he basically said, he made a point about how the fact that there was no collusion with the Trump campaign in Russia was hogwash. Now, So we're left with the conclusion, Joe, that he used his security clearance to publish an op-ed in the New York Times with information that he only had access to because of the security clearance, or we're left with the conclusion that he basically is trying to give readers of the New York Times the impression that he used his security clearance to know information that nobody else has. Either way, it makes the case as to why he should not have a security clearance.
I'm going to bounce off of you. We're going to go to news after you do the news. I'm going to bounce off of you what I heard, what we can say, because I don't like to be inflammatory. And when we say something, we research it, believe it or not. It's not just off the cuff. And I don't want to say something inflammatory. This guy is a danger to the United States of America, in my mind, in John Brennan. And I think a lot of those other Obama officials were there to take down this country. And I may be too dramatic, and forgive me if I am, and call me and tell me I'm wrong, but they were there to take down this country when Eric Holder did to diminish the support of law enforcement across these great United States of America was inexcusable. Inexcusable. And the president, and President Obama, never by, well, you know, my attorney general's very, very, he gets a little passion, whatever. He never stuck up for the police. This is why we have a problem with the cops being shot every day. Every day. It started. Don't get me started on that. 877-970-2999. You see, it's Friday. I try to go into it nice and easy. I'm telling you about all the nice things happening and the crazy things happening in my life. But I do get fired up. Yeah, listen, you got to get fired up. Somebody's got to, right? Dr. Keith Abloh will join us. He will psychoanalyze yours truly momentarily at 6:32. Frankie Five Boroughs is here producing the show. Going out with his Aunt Camille, yet still has the time to do the news live and local, the place of Al Gattulo this
morning. People in Staten Islanders appreciate the chore of going back to Staten Island and then back into
Huge. Frank, hold on for a second if I can. The reason I got late for the boat, you can't move in Manhattan. I said to Mayor Giuliani, Rudy, I wish you were still running the city. I wish you were still here. Somehow it ran better. Somehow he's a great management expert. Something now it's like a free for all. I can't go from Midtown to downtown. It'll take me when I go back to Midtown. They talk about being fired up. It's going to take me an hour. Yeah. And then we're supposed to, with the $4.95, this is where your 23 cents goes.
I have no interest in defending Mayor de Blasio, but I don't know that you can blame only the mayor's office for the level of traffic congestion. I mean, there's 8.5-9 million people in the city, and more than that, you know, working here. But you have the situation with construction, as you mentioned, right? You have the Uber proliferation, the mayor did try to stop. You have these insane pedestrian plazas everywhere. You have the situation involving bike lanes. And then you have, you know, the incredible prevalence of you know, these street fairs on the weekend. You know,
yeah.
Which
well,
all,
and also,
impossible to
why
move.
Do we need the pedestrian walks in Times Square?
Yeah, that was a Bloomberg.
Do you
deal.
Need?
That
I know was it was his, Bloomberg. Do you need that? You don't need it.
If Bloomberg runs for president against Trump, I don't know if you saw what Corey Lewandowski said, but he believes Bloomberg is the strongest Democrat against Trump.
Really?
In 2020. That's what Trump should just do. Here was the traffic prior to Mike Bloomberg's pedestrian plazas. Here's the traffic.
I'll tell you, that would ring well with me. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, 6:34. Frankie's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
A steamy 78 degrees at 6:34. I'm Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. New York University is offering a free ride to all medical students. NYU said anyone enrolled in its MD program receives a full scholarship regardless of merit or financial aid. The school announced it's waiving tuition to help fill a national shortage of general practitioners. NYU will use grants, including one from the co-founder of Home Depot, to cover the cost of the program. NYU says each scholarship is worth $55,000 a year. And the jury that will decide whether former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is guilty of tax and bank fraud charges continues deliberations today. The jury sent the judge a note with four questions yesterday after winding up their first day of deliberations in Alexandria, Virginia. One asked the judge to redefine reasonable doubt. The judge responded that the government is not required to prove beyond reasonable doubt, just doubt that can be reasoned. Well, if you're stuck in traffic, speaking of the traffic, here's Debbie Duhane. Hello there, Debbie.
Well, good morning, Frank. The big 495 Restore project begins tonight at 9 p.m. One lane will be closed in each direction on 495 over by the Lincoln Tunnel. You may want to avoid that altogether for the next 2.5 years. Inbound Lincoln right now, 5 minutes in. Holland about 10 minutes in from the Turnpike, but 30 in from 1 and 9. GWB at this point, still moving okay. No major problems there. If you're heading to the New Jersey Turnpike, southbound truck lanes at 13, a disabled vehicle. Southbound Thruway still okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. And traffic is moving slowly this morning over on the westbound side of the Belt Parkway. Westbound Belt stop and go getting out toward Kennedy Airport with an accident on the shoulder. Southbound Van Wyck at the Jackie Robinson, a collision being cleared. And the eastbound Gowanus at Fort Hamilton Parkway, it's a disabled vehicle. Chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. High today of 89 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care to get $70 off per axle on a standard brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Coupon required. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Details at driveafirestone.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for back-to-school savings at Modell's. Men's and women's Adidas team issue fleece, now $29.99, a savings of up to $35. Boys' Adidas graphic tees are two for $20, and select men's Adidas tees are two for $35. Save $20 on Adidas Halison backpacks, now $25. Save up to $20 on select footwear from Adidas, Nike, New Balance, and ASICS. Select Adidas and Nike backpacks are $10 off, plus men's casual shorts or denim and canvas pants are only $15. Visit our stores or Modell's.com for more savings. When you gotta save, you gotta go to Mo's.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Bob Marley with Piscopo. You ever a Marley fan there, Frankie Five Bros?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you're only a real big Bob Marley fan if you're really into smoking marijuana, which I never was.
If you're stoned all the time, I think so. Like that. How come I want to give the numbers, but I paid for breakfast and I gave a $20 bill, only got $5 back. It looks like, how did that... I only got like half back. What happened?
Well, so the bill was $11.43. So
that very cheap.
Clearly, Charlie, our telephone breakfast coordinator,
gave a $10 tip.
No, he gave a $3 tip.
100% tip. $3 tip is good.
Yeah.
I'm paying every day I come in. I pay breakfast. There's no way we can do a trade off with somebody to get a breakfast here, Frankie.
Well, if there's any breakfast stores listening and they want to and they want to advertise, now's your opportunity.
Never happened. I cough it up, Joe. Bagels as we come in. Something? Nothing? No. Okay, you're looking at me like a deer in headlights. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, Dr. Keith Ablow, one of America's leading psychiatrists, best-selling author, co-host of Stand Up, Lie Down podcast, and an all-around great guy. Dr. Keith, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right, Joe. How are you?
Good. We're good, man. We're good. It's silly. It's Friday. It's good. You can't make up what's happening in the news. And I'm loving every minute of it, you know, and I'm trying to get through life day one, from day one to day two, you know, as good as we can, Dr. Keith. And I appreciate your always psychoanalysis of it all, sir.
My pleasure. I'm always here. The couch is empty and ready for you.
Yeah. At what time do you start your patients? Like early, Keith?
I start early. You know, sometimes at 6:30, sometimes 7. Yeah. You know, people got to get to work. Yeah. So I get to work early.
Yeah. God bless you for that. Keith, you know, I'm a dedicated Catholic, you know, and I believe in the religion, and I go to church, and my faith is strong. And then everything happens with these predator priests, man, and we're reading more about this incredible grand jury report out of Pennsylvania, seeing all these predator priests surfacing, and the bishops, man. What causes someone to go after children like that? It's a terrible subject to have to tackle this early in the morning, but Keith, really, what is going on here?
It is, I'll tell you, and I think that... The biggest factor, Joe, has to be, if you look at the lives of these people, I'd say most of them actually were victims themselves. And when you have your erotic impulses bent in a horrific way by being exposed to that kind of behavior yourself, it can etch that very deep in your psyche so that that becomes essentially your sexual orientation. And you know, we know that folks aren't great at resisting their sexual impulses often. And sadly, I think that any profession in which you're, you know, going to find people who are routinely exposed to kids, you get to also wonder, hey, you know, could there be anybody in the midst who is, you know, unreliable in that way? So I think the chief thing is the early exposure themselves to some kind of trauma. And then there has to be an element of sociopathy, because if you know that this is going to harm someone else because it harmed you, how can you possibly then inflict that on someone else? So there has to be a lack of empathy.
What, are they using the priesthood to find victims? That's a horrible thought, isn't it, though, Keith?
It's a terrible thought. But, you know, when because of religious beliefs, and nobody is saying that the Catholic Church need do otherwise, that's certainly not my place, but when you say, I'm going to make it a requirement of the job that sexual impulses of other varieties are not going to be expressed, you are going to attract some number of people who want not to express their erotic impulses because they find them to be troubling, inappropriate, unlawful, or embarrassing or humiliating. But then what you have is a group of people who is likely to include, and now we know that it did, a disproportionate number of people trying to resist dark impulses because they've signed on with celibacy. Now, look, I mean, I'm not debating celibacy in the priesthood as right or wrong, but what I'm saying is any time you put out a call and you say, here's the requirements of the job, no adult sexual impulses can be expressed, you're going to find some people, a disproportionate number, who are going to say, yeah, well, that's convenient for me because my impulses are in a different direction.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, and how do they stop? How do religious institutions avoid this going forward? Can they ask? I guess it would be okay. You got to say, look, you got to do a background check at least, right?
I'd do more. I would say we're going to do, you know, there's something called penile plethysmography, where you you expose men to erotic pictures of, well, I wouldn't find them erotic. You wouldn't find them erotic, but you expose them to pictures of children. And you literally chart blood flow to the private parts of men.
Wow.
And if it is in excess of the norm, you say, look, you know, you may say you're not stimulated by this, but look, your body's saying otherwise, you're screened out, or we're going to have you in a very monitored position.
Yeah. Well, hey, Keith Abel, Episcopal of the Morning, and thanks for taking time, Keith. We always appreciate it. 6:45. Yeah, tell me about the president's mindset, man. You know, I'll tell you, when I travel outside the Northeast Corridor, Keith, and Washington and D.C., or you're not in the enclaves of the West Coast, it seems that everybody comes over, they really admire Donald J. Trump. They admire the president. They like the president. And then when he does things like pull security clearance from, in my opinion, is a guy who was dangerous to the U.S. and John Brennan, they think, oh, he's megalomaniacal. Oh, he's like, it's like a dictator. I mean, psychologically, your take on Donald J. Trump, Keith Abloh.
Psychologically, I think, you know, you should Trump your life. Okay, that's the way I see it. This guy is a model in many ways for how we would hope the psyches of others would operate. Fearless, doing what he finds to be the right thing despite what he may feel is going to be tremendous blowback and public opinion against him. There's not a chance. There's no chance, I don't believe, that Donald Trump would revoke the security clearance of anyone for any reason other than risk. I think Trump's psyche is this. He is extraordinarily hostile, violently opposed to untruth. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's why people don't understand him. They're like, well, why would he look for a beef everywhere? Why does he tweet at people who criticize him? Because he can't stand liars. And he's not going to let somebody have security clearance who isn't meriting that in the United States.
Yeah.
He's not going to let some little journalist go simply because they say don't shoot down, you know, never shoot down. He's like, no, look, they criticize me, I criticize them. It's simple. It's like arithmetic with him. And that's great for our country.
That's a great analogy, Keith. It is. It's like a formula, man.
It's like I add up the numbers. If you're wrong, I tell you you're wrong, take the elevator down. All these people say, hey, he never paid my bill for the building. Well, guess what? Maybe you should take a sharpened pencil to your bill and figure out whether you padded it by, say, 17.6%.
Oh, interesting.
He's going to find all 17.6% and tell you to go screw yourself. That's New York.
What do you do when you get a whack job? And correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like, because I know the president in the private life, you know, and he always seemed like a nice guy and a welcoming guy. I can tell you from personal experiences, he's very, very generous in that regard. So Omarosa, how wild is this story, Keith? I mean, really, you can't make this up. She goes in, and I could tell that the president, correct me if I'm wrong, Doc, she goes in there. The president embraces this gal who's on The Apprentice, maybe felt sorry for her, I don't know, gets her in the White House. Man, what causes someone like this, where the president was so loyal to this girl, to turn around and just bite the hand that fed her for so many years, man?
You know, I'll tell you, there's a tide going on here. The Me Too thing, there are victims in the Me Too movement, real victims, no question. However, it's become a tidal wave. It is sweeping into it women who feel as though they're going to be believed a priori right off the bat simply because there's a zeitgeist in the country against men. And I think that may be fueling her, saying, well, you know, I'll kind of take some of the wind into myself.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
Right? I'll get lots of it here and I'll join a movement.
That is scary. Is the we'll let you go, Keith. But is the alpha male dead in the United States of America, Keith?
Until needed again. In other words, yeah. It doesn't do to annihilate gender roles completely.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There's a reason for them. And the much criticized aggressivity of males and their desire to provide big things and do massive things and be admired by the women in their lives, when we need it again, we will summon it again because sometimes it's required. I say this. Build the wall and build the mountain. Trump Mountain, bigger than Rushmore, okay? One man, make it a 10-year project, raise $50 billion. Build Trump Mountain.
Wow, man. Oh, well, Dr. Keith, we love you, man. And when you come to the city, Rock Positano, you and me, dinner. Come on, we got to do this, okay, when you're ready, Keith, all right?
When I'm ready tonight. Okay, I'm on the road. I'll see you about 6 p.m., Joey.
You are so on, Dr. Keith. Thanks a million for taking time, Keith.
Governor, thank you.
Yeah, very, very generous. Thank you, sir. Dr. Keith Abloh. I love this guy. He's one of America's leading psychiatrists, breaks down everything, and very, very understanding and supportive of this president. Very interesting to see the way he psychologically breaks it down, man. He's a best-selling author. Co-host, by the way, you may want to check out Stand Up, Lie Down podcast with Joe Matarese, the very funny comedian, with Dr. Keith Abloh. A Stand Up, Lie Down podcast. Thanks to Dr. Keith. Piscopo in the morning. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Debbie's got the traffic for you right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Alternate side parking rules are in effect. 5 canceled trains this morning with New Jersey Transit. Let's go over to the inbound GWB, moving okay. Lincoln Tunnel 10 in. That big 495 restore project begins tonight at 9 p.m. over by the Lincoln Tunnel, so you may want to avoid the Lincoln for the next 2.5 years. Holland Tunnel 10 minutes in from the Turnpike, 25 in from 1 and 9. Route 3 eastbound building down through the construction zone by Route 17. New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south at 13. A disabled car, and taking it over to the eastbound Gowanus, your building by Fort Hamilton Parkway, disabled vehicle, and then on the eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel, that's a stalled tractor trailer. Watch for slowdowns westbound Belt getting out toward Kennedy Airport with an accident off on the shoulder building at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salonpas gives me relief.
If you could interview God...
Why do I deserve your special attention?
Don't you?
What would you ask?
So what do I tell the people who say you don't exist?
Tell them the world they see is just that. And sometimes that's just the way it looks.
Starring Academy Award nominee David Strathairn and Brenton Thwaites.
We try to be good people, try to please you, and we need some answers. And where did you go? Do you have any idea how that feels?
An Interview with God. A 3-night event in select theaters August 20th, 21st, and 22nd only. For theaters and tickets, go to aninterviewwithgod.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. 6:53 right now. I wish you could hear the conversation going on. We're like gossiping. Just gossip. It's just station gossip, Frankie. Don't let it bother you.
Oh,
people, you know, it happens. It happens at all workplaces.
I'm not worried.
You're not worried?
Not worried.
I'm not worried either, Frankie Fiberos. It's good gossip. And should we deem it airworthy, we will bring the gossip to the air.
He'll wait.
He'll get when he wants it. When he gets cranky, maybe before 10 o'clock, he'll be nailing all the people we're talking about off the air. We're going to be respectful on the air. Good morning. How are you? It's a love fest here at the radio station. It's 6:54 right now. I want to tell you about Fran's Touch of Class. We go on the what I call the schmooze cruise, and we take all of our wonderful sponsors that I tell you about every morning, and we all get together with the AM 970 The Answer and the Mission, WMCA, our sister station, and we go and we have the best cruise on Fran's Touch of Class. These are private yachts, beautiful vessels that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and you can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. We do it. That's why last night I started to go to the west side, because that's where Fran's keeps her beautiful yachts over there. The food is spectacular. You know, you heard Jerry Crowley, our boss, talk about it. We went on the 4th of July cruise. The food is great. Don't they make the bread on the boat, Frankie? They make it right. They bake everything right
on
the boat.
They do indeed.
It's spectacular. And so we look forward to this every year. Now, you can, man, I'm telling you something. If you want to impress somebody, whether it's you're going to propose to somebody, whether it's a birthday party, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, but a corporate event, forget about it. If you got a law firm and you want to really bring everybody together, this is the way to do it. Fran's Touch of Class. Just go to franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet and then give her a call. Find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe that delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Captain Fred is there. This is a spectacular event for your corporation or for a nice party. It's Fran's Touch of Class. Talk to her today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or just go to franstouchofclass.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and some sun, very warm and humid today. There can be a shower in spots later this morning. A strong thunderstorm or two will cross the area later this afternoon and this evening. Any thunderstorm can produce damaging winds and cause flash flooding, or high 88. Later tonight, mostly cloudy, warm and muggy with a spotty shower or thunderstorm, low 74. Tomorrow, clouds, breaks of sun, warm and humid with a shower and thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon, high 84. Sunday, cloudy, cooler, some showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, the high 74. AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Do you love me? I can really move. Do you love me? I'm in the groove. Do you love me? Do you love me? Now that I can dance.
Watch me now.
Hey. The Contours, right? I remember that. My brother Richie and I would act this out. We would lip sync this. That was a big gathering, and probably much to the chagrin of family members, Richie and I would do the Contours when we were like 5 years old, 6 years old, whenever this came out. Thank you, Matt. Piscopo in the morning. Hey, a big shout out to the Staten Island Little League team from Mid Island. Continues its winning ways, beating a team from Iowa 5-2 yesterday, Frankie Fiberos. They advanced to the next round of the Little League World Series. The Mid-Island team has been undefeated this summer, outscoring their opponents, listen to these numbers, 163-22. This is very, very exciting.
Especially a very big shout-out to the son of my friend John Calabrese, who passed away a couple of years ago, but lived to make sure that his son got an opportunity to play baseball, and his son is on this team. Johnny Boy, they call him. And John used to be a host on this station Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And it's great to see his son be part of this team.
God bless. Great story, Frankie. So this is great. Where did they play? They were in Williamsport playing.
Yeah.
This is like international.
Huge.
This is huge. Love it. We love it. We're going to follow the Staten Island team. Godspeed. Piscopo in the morning. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. Always welcome to call. Congressman Leonard Lance. He represents New Jersey's 7th District. Will join us in the next hour. Also, you're wondering about your money. What do you want to do in these times? Gary Goldberg's got all the answers for you. Certified financial planner and wealth
management strategist. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you might want to see. And Fred Dicker, who is, according to Frankie Fibrello, the dean of the Albany Press Corps, will tell you all about Andrew Cuomo and what he said the other day. Piscopo in the morning, 6:58, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
A steamy 78 degrees at 6:59. I'm Frank Moreno with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City cooling centers are going to be open through today as the high heat and humidity continue. New Yorkers can beat the heat at air-conditioned libraries, community centers, senior centers, and NYCHA facilities. The National Weather Service has extended the heat advisory for New York City through 6 p.m. tonight, with the humidity making temperatures feel like they're in the high 90s. And 22 people have been arrested in Brooklyn for bringing in and then selling millions of dollars worth of phony Chinese-made high-end designer items. The fake items include Louis Vuitton and Tory Burch handbags, Michael Kors wallets, Hermes belts, and Chanel perfume were smuggled into the country at seaports like one in Newark, New Jersey. Federal agents believe the counterfeit goods manufactured and smuggled from China have a value worth over $500 million.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.